Coming back in a few minutes. Here's today's Dakota Digest. For nearly a decade, Kaya and Brian Bondi have lived and breathed the music of Pansy Cline. With Kaya Bondi in the title role, the couple who staged the show Always Pansy Cline throughout the region. The production closes today and Saturday at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls. For today's Dakota Digest, South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Julia Munzunski caught up with the Bondis and prepared this story about the show's successful run.
Brian and Kaya Bondi first saw the show Always Pansy Cline at a little theater in Chicago. They loved it and knew that this was it, the show they'd been looking for to take on the road and do themselves. Soon after, the Bondis were on their way to starting the Comfort Theater Company and launching a hit show in the region. Today, they sit at the cozy kitchen table of their Sioux Falls home and reminisce.
I had always thought that Kaya's voice was perfect for Pansy Cline. And there are a couple of Pansy Cline shows out there, and when we saw this, it was perfect. And one of the things that we've always wanted to do, and one of the things that's the heart of the company, is trying to get high-quality art into the rural areas of South Dakota.
I didn't believe I could do it, and he said, you can do this. You can do this easy. And I believed him. So that's kind of how it all started.
Well, some friends, keep you or me waiting any longer tonight. Let's have a swell, grand old hearty welcome for our guest star, Miss Pansy Cline.
Always Pansy Cline is based on the true story of the friendship that formed between the country music star and one of her fans, a Texas housewife named Louise Seeger. With Brian Bondi producing and directing, Jill Johnson in the role of Louise, accompaniment from the Poker Alice Band, and Boyd Bristow as musical director, Kaya Bondi says she's played Pansy Cline in more than 100 different venues to about 200,000 people in all.
And we've played everything from cafeterias to gymnasiums to schoolrooms to you name it, convention center, ballrooms. We've played everywhere. So a lot of different places, a lot of different people.
Her husband, Brian, says a key to the early success of the show was teaming up with the South Dakota Arts Council and being on its touring roster for the state. He says bringing the show to places that wouldn't otherwise have professional theater has been moving at times and created some unforgettable experiences.
I had a woman come up to me in Centerville who'd never been to a musical before, came back to me in tears and thanked me for doing that. Or after 9/11, when we were in Irene and we sang God Bless America before the show, or in Humboldt where they built a stage out of pole building parts so that they could bring us in, and then the power went out, so a guy went out and got his generator, and they ran a generator so we could do the show. I mean, those are the memories in these small towns that are trying to develop the arts.
Mm-hmm. We won't miss the locker rooms.
Mm-hmm. And the smell never changes from town to town.
Though they've had their share of posh dressing rooms, too, and the show continues to be in demand, the couple says they're ready to close the show after years of being on the road.
It's time to just stay home and focus on the kids a little bit more and have our weekends again.
You'd much rather go out this way than, you know, one of the things that we talked about, you know, years ago is that we don't want to end this on a down note. So we're ending it on an up note, and we're very excited about that.
Kaya Bondi says it's a challenge to play a character who was a real person, and although it's almost second nature to her now, she really had to work hard to recreate the signature sound of Pansy Cline.
There was a long time there in the first few years where I listened to her constantly. I always had her CDs or tapes in the car. I actually listened to tapes in the car. That's how long we've been doing it. And I would just constantly absorb myself in her music.
Bondi says the songs are such a part of her family's life that her kids know all the words, too, and her youngest son particularly liked hearing Pansy at mealtime.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling.
And for the first 2 years of his life, we could only get him to eat if I sang Crazy. He'd open his mouth.
I'm crazy.
Back in 1998, the Bondis opened their show at the Rustic Barn Theater in Tea, South Dakota, to a handful of people. This weekend, they'll close the show at the Sioux Falls Orpheum Theater, a place that holds meaning for both.
I started on that stage when I was 3 years old. That was my first the first place I ever performed. My mother taught young people's theater there. So that's where I, you know, that's where I was born, practically. We also met on that stage at an audition. And we got married on that stage. We did so many shows there, and so to close the show there is kind of like coming home for us. It's a great, great way to say goodbye and a great place to do it.
Loving you
always. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Julia Manzansky.
Julia's report heard again later today during All Things Considered at 5:30 Central, 4:30 Mountain. Support for Morning Edition comes from Best Business Products, providing office equipment.